This here Major Spoilers podcast is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. VIP stands for Very Important People, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you. If you would like to help Major Spoilers create more content for you, please visit members.majorspoilers.com and become a VIP member today. I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing this show with a friend. So over the years, a lot of people have been asking us to try out different systems. We've done Wrath of Shardalon, we've done The Legend of Drizzt as the board-playing games, we just wrapped up 5e, and now I believe that 20% of the emails that we get asking us to play other systems have asked us to play Fate.
Woo!
Those 20% are brilliant people.
Mm-hmm. I guess. So for me, this is brand new. Mm-hmm. For Matthew, this is brand new, right? You've not played Fate before?
I'm familiar with it, but I've never played it.
Okay. And then the rest of you have all played this for years and years and years and years, right?
We've played several.
Collectively? At least all of those, yeah.
Okay. The book is not too expensive. $5 from...
Well, that is just for the... Fate Accelerated Edition, which is what we're running.
Okay.
As it is, just a smaller, streamlined, much more lightweight version of the already very lightweight Fate Core.
Okay. So Brian is going to be our Game Master for the next couple of sessions, and we will see how this goes, so please be patient with those of us who haven't played before.
That's fine.
It seems pretty simple from the instructions that I've read. And I'm going to say this and throw this out there, and I'll let the hate roll in. But it seems like Fate is like playing a skills challenge with Rodrigo.
I would say that's a pretty accurate description there. It's a very narrative and light system. So with Rodrigo, the way that we handled a skills challenge and the way that that's developed it, we've put a lot of narrative twist on that. And so that's
like... It's like Rodrigo's skill challenge expanded into a full system.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I say just jump into it. I know that there may be many of you who are out there who have not ever played Fate before. You may never be exposed to Fate before. And instead of just going through everything step by step, maybe we just launch into what a typical session might be. Because, my first question to Brian earlier this week was, we're supposed to have our characters built before we sit down? And his reply is, no, we're going to do that in the game. And I'm like,
yes, because
that's the best part of Fate.
With what we're doing is something that you can do with Fate, and that is largely make it up on the fly. Determine what type of game, what flavor, what genre of game you want to play, and work that out as a team, build a skeleton of the setting, and then make your characters from there to go with that game.
Interesting. And also bad guys, too, because I noticed that reading the instruction book, there's not like a monster manual.
No, there's not. Yeah, the bad guys, especially with Fate Accelerated Edition, are very quickly statted up, very light, not a lot of mechanics to them. And so, yeah, we can...
All right. Well, I've got a million questions, so as we play through this, I'm sure I'll be asking them.
Oh, no, absolutely. Ask during, and that should help us.
All right. So lead away, Brian, good sir, and let's see what lands in our laps.
So yeah, as I mentioned, the first thing we need to determine is exactly what kind of game we want to play. Now with Fate Accelerated Edition, I would say that as your stats determine not precisely what you do, but how you do them, it does lend itself very well to play genres of loosely defined abilities, such as wizards or superheroes or anything like that. So if that's something you want to do, that's definitely a possibility. So,
So this doesn't have to be fantasy.
It doesn't have to be fantasy. It could be sci-fi. It could be steampunk. It can be espionage.
Oh, so much! So if we decided on Space Marines, we could do Space Marines.
You could totally do the Carcass one.
Totally do Space Marines.
Space Marines.
You vote no Space Marines.
I'm allergic to Space Marines.
You're allergic to Space Marines.
I vote Space Marines.
Yes.
All right. Well,
what about sci-fi in general?
Well, that's great. Now that Rob and Matthew have canceled each other out, what do you want to play, Steven?
Oh, so this is just like fate, right? I mean, this is just like rolling
that's
our
right,
fate
that's
dice
right,
because
that's
there's
a plus
for
Matthew
and a minus.
And a minus for Rob.
I really don't know. I mean, this is so new to me. I mean, the first thing that popped into my mind is the thing that is exactly opposite of Dungeons and Dragons, which would be Space Marines.
What is that?
But I mean,
you're stomping around someplace,
you know, futuristic,
shooting monsters.
Futuristic sci-fi is. Yeah. I mean, it's all the same thing. Whether it is, you know, you're fighting on Monster Island, or whether you're fighting in deep space, or whether you're fighting a dragon or something. I mean, you're fighting an opponent and telling a story.
Yeah, I mean,
but we just need to determine the setting. I don't really care.
Honestly,
my preference would be not to do. High fantasy setting.
Yeah, medieval fantasy.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
I would also agree with that, yeah.
What I would say is, given this specific group, I think if we did space stuff,
steampunk.
Well, if we did space stuff, we'd be fine, but you know, if we did like noir stuff, some people might be left out if they're not familiar with the setting. Yes, you don't have to raise your hand. We know who you are. It's okay.
Nature over here.
It's okay.
Noir? Like they told us to study noir.
They should have.
Anyway.
You went to a horrible school.
What I'm getting at...
Some of my professors were terrible.
You should listen to Dakota Ring Theater with Blackjack Justice.
I do, when you put it on.
Anyway...
Yeah, it's even better when I don't have the authority to just tell you guys to shut up.
It still works.
Yeah. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that I think the genre that this group would be best suited for, given all our collective experience, is superheroes.
Okay.
So let me ask.
I want to give that much to Matthew.
Let me ask, because
everybody rolls the same four dice. Yeah.
That's right.
Atomic Robo had a role-playing game. Is that all Fate?
That
Atomic
is a
Robo
Fate,
is
system.
Fate system.
It uses a different iteration of Fate.
Okay.
That is even different from Fate Core.
Mm.
It's a little bit more effects-based on the way you build your capabilities in that, so there's a little bit more crunch there. It's not nearly as simple as this version.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's still Fate.
So I'm
I say because
so
they were started to make theirs right before Fate Core started to become a thing, didn't they?
This latest edition.
It was pretty parallel development, and it was actually, they got the developer who worked on the Fate version of the Kerberos Club, which is a Victorian superhero setting.
Oh.
No, we're not doing Victorian superheroes. So. Again... The issue with historical stuff is not everybody has that basis.
Familiar. So, listeners, if you want to go and find out more about Fate, I would point you to evilhat.com. That's Evil Hat Productions. They're the ones that are behind Fate Accelerated. And you can find game information there, and you can buy the booklet. Like I said, it's 50 pages for $5.
You can pay what you want for the PDFs. Grab the Fate Core and the Fate Accelerated version rule books for free if you would like.
There you go. All right.
If you want to send them some money, that'd also be awesome.
So superheroes, huh?
Yeah, superheroes. So are you thinking...
I'm Batman.
Batman. You could definitely be a Batman-type character.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot more fun if you're not actually Batman.
Yes.
Also, we're less likely to get sued.
That too.
It's funny because when I played, what is that, DC Universe Online, Matthew? I tried to create a character that was as far away from Batman as I possibly could, and it ended up still being Batman.
Well, that's because as far away from Batman as you possibly can, it's not very far.
Batman's sitting there going, "Get off my lap, kid."
I probably told this story before, but I had a friend that I used to game with in college, and he'd always be like, "Okay, so here's my character. We were playing like something like D&D. He's like, "Okay, so he's this orc that has been like mutated by this magical thing." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, sure. I'm rolling with it. That's all right." So he's got this thing, and then like he has to protect this city because of this is going on. And I'm like, "Great." And he's like, "So essentially, he's Batman." And I'm like, "No, he's not." And like, seriously, he'd do this every time. He's like, "All right, so we're playing vampire, right?" "Yep." He's like, "All right, so my character is this homeless vampire who lives in the sewers. His motivation in life is to eat all of the rats in the city." And I'm like, "That's great. We can work with that." So essentially, he's Batman. like, no, he's not.
He's killer croc at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Superheroes.
Yes, superheroes.
So how does the, I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, okay. So we've defined the genre.
Yes. So are you thinking a contemporary setting?
I think contemporary is probably best.
Okay.
Right?
Just
I
keep it simple.
I mean, again, based on what Rodrigo said about everyone's knowledge, it would be very hard for some of us maybe to be up to speed on what was going on during the Eisenhower administration.
Right. We could effectively set it in 19...
It would be simplest, yeah.
Like Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could do, you know, a Far Future Legion type thing, but contemporary.
Set it in 1996.
Well, now who said Batman? Who said animated series?
I did.
Because you what's interesting...
I also said Batman. I did hear Batman somewhere.
Because what's interesting about Batman the Animated Series is the aesthetic of that show incorporates stuff from like 1930s Art Nouveau movement.
And current
technology as far as the 90s.
Okay. So that's important, though, because that show's aesthetic colors a lot of its themes.
Yes.
Because of that aesthetic, Batman, the animated series, is very noir.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
again, it goes back into...
Can you... I mean, yeah, you can say, like, well, yeah, there's cell phones and TVs and hybrid cars or whatever.
Right.
It's just it looks like this, but then does it make sense to have a space hero... with a crystal for a face shoots lasers.
Yeah.
It's like, do we want to limit that because by generating this aesthetic?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think we'd be better served with like a very,
very
broad
modern,
kind of Marvel universe, DC universe kind of thing.
Can we set it in Hayes, Kansas?
I mean, we could. There's not a lot of buildings to level in Hayes, Kansas.
That's
but
true.
But in 20 years, there could be.
Not a lot of crime, though.
Oh, but in 20 years, there could
maybe
be.
Maybe you can set it in, like, 1976, wasn't it? When it won, All-America City.
Yeah. So I'm fine with modern city. We shall call this place the city.
Modern city.
The city.
I like modern city.
Modern city? Okay.
Yeah.
Modern city's perfect.
Modern
I like
city.
That.
Now, are you keeping track of all this stuff? Is it the GM's responsibility then to take all this stuff and start to build on it, or do we continue to build on?
Yeah, well,
yes.
Yes. Okay. Basically, I'm here to guide the reins, but for the most part, it's me getting ideas from everyone, trying to see how we can work them together or workshop them.
As you enter, you see a billboard that says, "Welcome to modern city."
Welcome to modern city,
and it's got a little. Well.
And but this city was founded in the shortly after the first atomic bomb test. So modern city, their logo is the little nuclear atom. Is the logo for
should
modern
it be
city.
Like the O in modern?
Yeah.
Ooh, and the O in city.
I mean the little dot in city?
No, I mean the O in city. No. What? I.
Yes, the little dot in the eye.
The little dot, yeah.
I mean, if that works, I mean...
Sure. Yeah. I mean, why not? Sounds
so this,
good.
I mean, do you guys run into problems when you're doing this to where people are like, no, I totally hate this. We're not going to do this, and this is awful. We're not going to do modern city, and it's not going to have the logo and all
we
that
We don't, because... You know, if you see that somebody starts to go in that direction, then you're like, all right, well, let's try something else.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of want to do that.
Okay.
And you usually don't invite people who don't want to play along.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm here.
Yeah. So. Well, and that's the thing is, like, Rob is a huge jerk. I mean, we all agree with that.
Yep.
But he wants to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So do we get to like choose population size? I wouldn't
get too hung up on
specifics.
Small city, medium. I mean, we're talking Smallville, Metropolis, Megalopolis.
I would say Megalopolis.
I would say it's a big teeming city filled with people and
East
crime.
Coast, West
Mega
Coast.
City one.
East Coast, West Coast.
Maybe not that big.
Gulf Coast.
Gulf Coast.
West
All right,
Coast.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
Interesting.
I was just being stupid.
It's just, you know. It would be nice because we don't see much
other
than New York and a lot of our New Yorky type stuff.
So
that's true.
So Matthew, what state in the Gulf Coast?
Louisiana.
Okay.
We are a massive modern city, Louisiana. It's a modern massive metropolis.
Okay. So but there I mean with Louisiana
we're all southern.
I can very much see there
being. You don't have
being,
to be from there.
Well, like I said, if you said it in like a Pensacola area, mm-hmm. that would be more aligned with the idea of a modern city with space race, nuclear energy, mm-hmm. nuclear tests. It was an Air Force base for mm-hmm. World War II kind of stuff. So if you were sending it around that area, might be.
Yeah, but you could also have a modern city in Louisiana yeah. where they, like, after the nuclear test, they actually figured out this system for draining the swamp. Ooh. So they were like, mm-hmm. we will build, like, look at this swamp. We will build the modern city here.
There you go.
And the city is plagued by problems because of it to
there
this day.
There you go. I like it.
Because of a swamp.
I like it.
Because of all the zombie alligators.
Yep.
Yes, Zombigators.
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 Okay, so I think the next couple things we should try to determine, defining the city, would be its biggest issues. Generally, in the core rules, they suggest coming up with a current issue and an impending issue. A current issue is like a bigger, broad problem that is more or less the undercurrent of the whole setting.
Well, I think Rodrigo kind of touched on it because it's built on a swamp. It's got all sorts of problems like... Maybe there's a...
But those would be issues that our characters would deal with, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It'd be
so it wouldn't
like
be like a...
No, but I'm saying like voodoos and swamp magics and swamp creatures.
The Zombigators.
Zombigators.
I think...
Is that what you're talking about when you're saying those kinds of things?
I mean, that definitely... That would certainly be something along those lines, as that does give us a very distinct feel to this that makes it, you know...
What about
Eco-terrorist voodoo doctor? Let's not do voodoo because voodoo is like an actual religion.
Right.
But magics.
We can. How about something like And I'm talking through it here. Like, what about something like nature was disturbed and it's angry?
And it can manifest in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And since it is modern city, you have the gleaming metropolis and then these weird kind of natural shambling things that come up trying to return the balance of the
because
area.
Because I would imagine that just outside, I mean, literally, modern city is modern city, a planned city that was built and developed in 1950 after they drained the swamp. And there is literally, because of the problems that they encountered, there are literally no such thing as the suburbs. You get city... Swamp.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's neat. I like that. It was 1953, by the way.
For modern city?
Yeah.
Okay.
1953. Because it says right there on the sign, right above this city's motto, we mean well.
The Kiwanis Club welcomes you to modern city, established 1953, a planned community.
We mean well.
Home of the paperclips.
Paperclips.
The modern city paperclips, yes. Yeah. There are indoor arena football team.
Okay, so we know that that there's a constant problem of nature's trying to re-encroach and recapture the area that has been drained by modern city. So that's a current problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The impending problem could be, what in the world is causing Zombigators? What is the overarching thing that is making this happen? Is there a source or a tributary that's causing this? Is there a power sort of...
Perhaps there was a meteor that fell from the sky?
We don't know.
I would think the Zombigators could be tied to the nature issues.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think
so. But what about the giant robots?
Well, actually, if we're okay with tying the Zombigators to the nature stuff, because I think the Zombigators are intrinsic now. What about like?
I hope someone's keeping notes on all
modern
this stuff.
City.
Okay.
Yes, modern city was in fact the city of the future, and it was built. It was financed by people who had the best of intentions, but in reality, the architect of modern city was an evil scientist.
Ooh.
And modern city has a purpose, like an evil purpose.
Ooh.
And nobody knows it yet.
And it's starting to come to fruition.
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, that's why it's a planned community then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was built to be something.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows what the plan is.
Right. I'm sure there's some plucky reporters that are doing some kind of expose.
Chief, I'm going to go do an expose on the why this is shaped like a big satellite dish.
Yep.
Skip Skylark from the Modern City Picayune Bugle.
No, that's more about character creation.
All right.
So we know that there's current problem, and then the overarching problem is, what's the mystery of the city?
Yes.
Just cool.
Fixing a mistype that Rob had to point out, because he's like that.
My name's Rob.
Are you putting this into a Google Doc somewhere?
I'm actually just putting it right on the Roll 20 surface there.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right.
I tried not to make it obvious to everybody else that I was pointing this out, Brian. So, I tried to be as flat as possible.
Okay, so the other thing listeners need to be aware is that for years we've looked for different ways to incorporate all of our distance players and our local players into something that's a little bit easier and compact. Mm-hmm. And over the last couple of years, many of you have suggested that we check out Roll20, and many of us have been checking out Roll20. It's at roll20.net. I know at least three of you have been playing Roll20 for, 6 months to a year, if not longer?
Yeah.
Off and on.
Yeah. More than a year, because I was playing before my PC died, and that thing died.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I've played in, a couple of sessions, and I've ran a couple of sessions on Roll20. So, I mean, my knowledge of it is pretty rudimentary.
Okay, so going forward, when we have any kind of a screen capture, they probably won't be photographs anymore. They'll actually be screen captures of the Roll20 interface.
Mm-hmm.
So do keep that in mind as we go forward. So thank you, everyone who's made those suggestions over the years that we need to check out Roll20. We were just waiting for a point to make that leap into the system, and with three-fifths of our current team having used it, then that seemed like a good time to do it. So roll20.net. See, this off-season should be called Because You Asked For It.
Right.
or maybe just You Asked
yep,
For
exactly
It.
Yep, exactly. I was going to say.
You Asked For It.
Okay, so we've got a city, we've got a location, we've got some problems.
Yes, we do. I think that's a pretty good start.
Do you guys ever go into the minuscule, who's the mayor of Modern City?
You can.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When it comes time to start making your character, you actually get to choose other things that relate to it.
Yes.
Okay. So, for example, if your superhero alter ego is the deputy mayor, then you probably get to decide who the mayor is.
Oh, okay. Yes. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Definitely stuff like
that. That's a great superhero name, the deputy mayor.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and with the Fate Core, again, with their setting, creation, rules, they do suggest going through, picking out some faces and places, they call them, some people and places around the setting, and to find those as well. We can easily do that alongside character creation. When something comes up, I can ask you, more detail, or what do you think about doing this with that, and define those as we go.
Oh, Radar Park.
Radar Park.
And the weird thing is, no one's been able to understand why, but it's this concave kind of bowl shape.
Yeah, but the skaters love it.
The skaters love it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it will have a big impact in what's going on in the city down the road.
I'll just get that noted here.
And the code word for when the teenagers want to go make out is Radar Love.
Da, 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 da.
It's great because they say that, but they probably don't get the reference.
Yeah, exactly. <Yes. laughs> In this world, Golden Rings never formed.
Well, based on this, I think I know who I am.
Are you Batman?
Do I look like Batman?
Are you Robin?
I'm going to get up out of this chair, Steven.
Ooh. Are we going to be the first generation of superheroes, or how long are superheroes going to be around?
That's important. That's an important consideration.
If this is the modern age, in traditional superheroes, we could look at the start of the nuclear age as the start of the modern superhero. So I would say probably by this time there is at least a third generation of superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, do we want to say superheroes basically as we know them today started up in the 50s?
Yeah,
do we want to go with that?
Yeah,
so that would make late 1940s, early 1950s makes perfect sense.
That would make us all, depending on our age of our characters, third generation. Sure. Unless someone wants to play older and be first generation,
you can.
And, you know, certainly provides the possibility of being legacy-type characters. And
some of the things. We could make one of the faces the Modern City's original protector.
The Modern Man.
The Modern Man, yes.
Oh, yes!
That is great.
Sold! The Modern Man.
And would he still be around, or has he long since disappeared or died?
We don't know what happened to him.
Don't know what happened.
Part of the mystery. It's part of the mystery of the city. And he disappeared in 1975, the same year that the Paperclips went to the national championship.
Sure.
In fact, he was probably supposed to throw the first pitch, and he just never showed up.
He just never showed. And no one has seen him since.
It was a sad day in Modernville.
Yep.
Interesting. All right.
I'm having fun.
Well, I got to tell you, so far, I love this.
I was thinking about this earlier, and I was like,
I mean, not just the setting of the genre, but just this
what
whole...
genre should we do? And then when I thought about it, I'm like, I think this crew's going to have fun with this one.
Yeah,
like,
Rob's, that's what Rob's been suggesting, and I was going to try to push towards something more loosely defined, more broad, capable characters. But yeah, so yeah, this is good. This is pretty much the route kind of thing I wanted to do.
Great, cool.
So nice. The Paperclips are actually a big thing.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. Well, they won the national championship in 1975. They won the championship in 1975, but he was just there to throw out the first pitch.
Well, he wasn't,
right?
Yeah.
But they still won it.
They won in his memory.
The Paperclips are kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs. They won like the first Super Bowl, yes. But after that, it's like no shows.
All downhill.
And I know we're talking sports on a game podcast, and someone's going to say, well, like the Chiefs actually were in Super Bowl
III. Super Bowl III, Super Bowl IX. Actually, you know the prime Super Bowl.
Oh, if that were the case, that would be awesome.
They are scheduled to win Super Bowl 237. I don't know. Okay, now we're going to get called. 237 is not a prime number.
It's not. It's the 3.
Is it? 237?
Yeah. 3 plus 2 is 5 plus 7 is 12, so it's divisible by 3.
All right.
I'm sorry, what?
That's our Rob.
That's how you figure out if something's divisible by 3. You add up all the numbers together.
Oh, really?
And then if that number's divisible by 3.
Oh. Yeah, you add the digits together until you get to a number that you know is divisible by 3.
Interesting.
Do we get to pick each other's characters? Because I think Rob called himself the numerologist.
You do get to affect each other's characters to a certain degree. We'll get to that.
You all will be able to define your own characters. I kind of think, should we start rolling into character creation, you think?
I think we got a good basis here.
We've got a setting. We've got a thing.
I've still got a couple things with the paper clips.
Oh, you got some ideas? Okay.
I'm actually stuck on this. So if Modern Man was supposed to be there to throw out the first pitch, the paper clips are a baseball team?
Well, Rodrigo said.
No, they're soccer.
I thought Matthew said that they were indoor
football.
But I'm okay with baseball.
I'm cool with any. It should be like a major sport, not.
Right.
No offense to Matthew, but not arena football.
It's not football. It's not foosball.
It's a real sport, Robert.
It is a real sport, not real.
All right, I'll agree with baseball. They should be a baseball team.
I think baseball works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then another place, Rosenfeld Stadium. I'll spell that.
Rosenfeld.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Home of the Fighting Paperclips.
Why the Paperclips?
Because of Project Paperclip.
Oh. So German connection.
Actually, it was, even though this is Louisiana, in Florida, Project Paperclip, that's where they moved a lot of scientists.
That's right. In 1975, the pitcher's name, Clem Hassenpfeffer.
So put it up in the sidebar.
Is this the only major sport? I mean, major sport that's in the city. I mean, there's not a major league football team. There's not a hockey team.
That's something to think about. I mean, if it's a huge city, if it's a megalopolis,
then it could have
more than one. So it could have like a baseball team and a football team, and it could be a thing. Like the football
Who's Rosenfeld?
From whom was the stadium named?
Yeah. I'm working on that.
Okay. Because I'm just thinking if we're going to have other sports, maybe they would all be located in the same like sports complex where you have baseball, football, hockey arenas all within the same region.
Or like a number of baseball and football teams play in the same stadium because there's not space to build two of them.
Oh, this is... because of Plant City.
Yep.
Yeah, that could be true.
So you can't...
Not Rosenfeld Stadium houses the Fighting Paperclips and whatever the local football team is.
And the Modern City Cutlasses.
I like it.
Sure. Cutlasses, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
They've got swords on their helmets.
Would Rosenfeld be perhaps one of the original architects or scientists that helped make...
Ooh, one of the original architects of the city.
One of the architects of the city.
Or someone who probably... Yeah.
And as a child, he loved baseball so much that he purposefully built...
A space for
the baseball field.
Yeah, one of the original baseball stadium planners for the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the story that we
One
said.
Of the architectural planners. There you go. Mm-hmm. What's his first name? Clay? Henry? Henry Rosenfeld?
Harold Rosenfeld? Yeah.
Harold Rosenfeld?
Heinrich Rosenfeld.
Is Henry a shortened version of Harold? No, that'd be Harry.
So here's the question,
I think Henry's just the
name. Henry.
Is it just
Henry? So here's a question. I mean, we've created these problems for the city.
We do create problems.
We've come up with these problems for the city.
Well, but okay, so here's the thing. In a superhero story, there's a supervillain, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into that just yet, but is that our collective decision to decide if there's a superhero or whatever the mystery is of the city? Yeah. Do we come up with that, or is that you coming up with that?
Right. Yes. Are we telling you what the story is, or are you telling us?
Because here's the question that I have. If we know what the mystery is, it can become very hard for the player to separate the character's knowledge
in the
gameplay.
Basically, the way I feel it, the impending and current issues should probably be, that's just about as developed as they're going to get from you guys.
Okay. Right? And then it's up to you to go from there. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that we don't get too far into this, like throwing out Henry Rosenfeld, and he's one of the main architects, and then we all know that in the back of our heads, and somehow
he may not be the main architect.
That's something that Brian can even use,
right?
I mean...
That's what I just wanted to...
Even as a red herring or something like that.
That's what I wanted to know, how far the collaborative world building went before we had to say stop, because this is going to impact.
Brian will stop you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What else do we know about this? Is Modern City a stand-up? I mean, is it a stand-up city where, you know, the government is like, look at Modern City, what they're doing down
there? I think
it's got everything, I would say. I think there's, like, shining, gleaming spires of tomorrow, and I think
there's... But it definitely has its dirty underbelly. Yeah.
Okay, so this is definitely a Gulf City, so there's a docks, a docks area.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's definitely a major trade center.
But we're not saying that this is New Orleans.
This is something else.
Other side. So it's not access to...
I think them like actually being able to make some solid ground out of the swamp basically gave them a major port that, you know, so that's probably where most of their income comes from, the imports and exports, which, you know, lends its own.
Do they have an airport? They probably would have built an airport in the 1950s, right?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, like, even if they hadn't, airports are usually outside of the city, so even if it didn't fit into the plan, you can always have, and that could be an inconvenience, right? It's like, modern city's so great, but you gotta drive
through the swamp.
You gotta drive 40 minutes to get to the airport.
There you go, and it's zombie gator swamp that you have to drive through.
40 minutes once you leave the city.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool.
Got it right.
What else do we need to do in this world building? You said you had a couple of other things you were building on, Rob?
Or was it just the stadium?
It was mostly the stadium.
Oh, okay. All right. And then I guess you go down potentially go down a hole where we spent so much time defining Rosenfeld Park or Rosenfeld Stadium. But may never, ever show up
absolutely.
In this game.
Absolutely.
Radar, or now, Radar Park or
now,
something like that.
The thing is you know, these are important story things that we're coming up with.
Right, yes. Right.
So it's kind of up to Brian to work them in.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, seeing as how this is going to be largely a very short, like, couple sessions, then probably not everything we come up with will be built in any way.
Curse but you, Brian.
Everything. You must use everything.
It'll at least give us a good, you know, vivid setting, hopefully, to play with and have fun in.
All right.
And blow up in all sorts of fun ways.
What? A city's a modern city? You can't blow up a modern city.
Modern city!
Why don't you go down the road 20 minutes to Old City and blow that up?
Old City. Old City burned down last week because of the Crocagators.
Oh, there's definitely a coffee house called Postmodern City.
Certainly. There absolutely is.
Yes.
Postmodern City Coffee?
Yep.
Yep. Postmodern Coffee.
Who runs that place?
Somebody who doesn't actually know what postmodernism is. They just thought the name was
somebody
cool.
Somebody looks like Wilfred Brimley or something?
Sure.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. But you think by the name it might be hipstery, yet you go in and it's the owner is this Wilfred Brimley looking guy.
Diabetes.
Interesting.
A decaf.
My coffee's a good thing to do and a tasty way to do it.
So you want a Wilfred Brimley looking coffee shop owner guy.
Yeah.
Just trying to come up with a name.
His name is Wilfred Brimley.
His name is Wilfred.
No.
Have I told you about diabetes?
We don't want to get sued.
Brian.
Yes, yes,
the coffee owner guy is the pitcher from the 1975 World Series. Mr. Hassenpfeffer.
I'll go with it.
All right, there you go.
Sounds good to me.
So all along the wall are clippings from his glory days.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why he does it. Sometimes he'll just come in and he will like sit and reign court, and people will sit and talk to him and go, "What was it like winning the 1975 World Series?"
Make it.
And he'll be like, "Shut up, Gibbs."
Make him a Norm Noble character. And it's not just his clippings; it's clippings for the
the
paper clips.
Only
the paper clips. It's all baseball.
He doesn't have to know football talk in his coffee shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like so. Yeah, he's not. He's going to talk up his team.
Yeah.
So he's at least not.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. He's probably got pictures on the wall, too, of like all of the major players that have come in and taking pictures with them and hung out with them and stuff.
Okay.
So what would Mr. Hoffenpfeffer's first name be?
Phil.
Phil Hoffenpfeffer?
Phil Hoffenpfeffer.
Phil Hoffenpfeffer. That's beautiful.
His number was number.
Was
he was number 27. That was his number.
27.
27. Phil Hoffenpfeffer.
You said
legendary
he was the pitcher.
Legendary
pitcher of Phil Hassenpfeffer.
he's a cowboy.
We're going to butcher this every time we say it.
Yep.
He pitches left-handed, but every once in a while, just to piss
people
off,
a southpaw from the south.
Right-handed.
A southpaw from the south. There you go.
That's what they call
the
him.
The southern southpaw. That's his name.
That's a little bit
awesome.
A superhero genre.
Yep.
Hmm? Alliteration.
You say number 27?
Yeah.
27, yeah.
27, yeah. Phil Hassenpfeffer of the Bossier City Hassenpfeffer. Oh, jeez.
Bossier City must be from up north.
I think most cities are going to be from up north.
Probably East Coast.
West, East.
Yeah. East Coast,
Chicago.
Ivy League family.
No, Chicago.
Chicago.
Beef.
Chicago.
Beef Empire family.
Beef Empire.
Phil Hassenpfeffer. You know when they talk about the city of big shoulders? That's him.
I see.
He's the guy.
I see.
All right. So we got a park for people to go and have some recreation, a sport for people to play, a place for people to drink. We know that there's a dock system there.
Yes.
Airport's outside of town.
Yes.
What's the mall? Do they have a shopping center in this city? When did malls first?
Malls kicked around in the late 70s. So.
Okay, but shopping centers were around.
Something could have been converted into a shopping center.
That's true. Yeah.
Something that, like, how about, like, there was just, like, actually this, like, massive, massive, like, citywide bomb shelter that they turned into a mall.
That's nifty.
I like that. So with it being a bomb shelter, it'd also be a mostly underground complex.
So one of the one of the oldest French shopping malls opened in 1828 and still runs today. The Oxford Covered Market opened in England in 1774 and still runs today. Yeah. So these kind of covered marketplaces have been around for a long time. So it wouldn't be, although I like the bomb shelter idea, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary to have a covered modern
and it is
shopping center.
It is a modern city, yeah, so they were probably looking to the future.
Future.
So would this be like located in the center of the city?
Probably.
So yeah. Be like the
yeah, close. Yeah.
The nuclear shopping center.
The new,
the new clear shopping center.
Nuclear because the outside of it is all glass.
Yes.
It's an all glass shopping center. And it was the new
that
clear shopping
probably
center.
Probably be miserable on heat inside.
No. It'd be perfect.
How about the nuclear family shopping complex?
The nuclear family shopping center.
The bomb shelter was very advanced. They got some great cooling systems and
cooling and heating.
Yeah,
right.
Environmental control systems to
and this
live
is
for hundreds of years while the background
new the word or new with N-U?
N-E-W.
N-E-W, okay.
Clear.
Family shopping.
Family shopping center.
Family shopping center. The new clear family. That's beautiful. We are some funny, funny mofos.
We're great.
When we're not
tell around.
So
we're so cool. Oh, I did have one other place that I wanted to maybe talk about.
Yes.
And that's like the slums.
The slums?
There has to be something at the edge, something like...
In the city planning, we're going to make this area the slums.
Well, that's the thing is like you don't ever plan to have slums, you end up with slums.
So what...
Yeah. Well, I was thinking something like Soggy Town, because that's it's at the
it's
edge of
the
city.
Edge of the city.
And that's where like the swamp is starting to encroach.
Okay. Soggy City?
That's good.
That's what they're calling it.
Or Soggy Town.
Soggy Town. That's what they're calling it. Okay.
Some people call it the downside.
I like that.
And then, of course, you have to have a financial district.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the... So there's a financial district, but I think there also needs to be a tech center.
Tech center. I mean, I definitely think the tech center and the financial district would probably be strongly intermingled.
Okay.
Roll them all together. Call it the pinnacle. It's the highest point in the city.
Which is, you know, 3 feet above flood level.
Right.
above sea level.
supposed to be.
The pinnacle. I like it.
I kind of imagine, like, the city, like, is just very tall in general. Because they just keep building up and just have these amazing structures and all sorts of weird lifts and tubes. And
it's the Gulf Coast.
Crisscrossing everywhere.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, is that where Crisscross comes from? Is from Modern City?
Imagine Futurama celebrity drawn by Jack Kirby. That's what I've seen.
Yeah, pretty much,
In fact, Modern City had the tallest building south of the Mason-Dixon line until Thunder City built something bigger.
Oh, curse them Thunder City River Hogs.
Yep.
Yep. And the...
Thunder City River Hogs, their pro football team.
The Thunder Hogs, that's their...
Yep. The Thunder City Thunder Hogs.
Yep.
Thunder Hogs.
Arch rival of the Paperclips.
They're from Tennessee, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Thunder City, Tennessee.
Yeah,
sounds
I mean,
good to me.
Is Tennessee south of the Mason-Dixon?
That's what my question is going to be. Is Tennessee south of the Mason-Dixon line?
I will double check.
It's South Tennessee.
Yeah.
South Tennessee.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Basically, it's Pennsylvania south of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wait, where's Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, West Virginia. That's where Mason-Dixon was at.
Okay, I'm with you. Is that north?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fairly north.
Up by Maryland.
Bill Hassenpfeffer.
So I guess there are some positives about this because as long as everybody is able to contribute, then everybody has a...
Has
some contribution and feels like, well, I'm not being forced into this world that I didn't want.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we never see Phil Hassenpfeffer, which, you know,
we will.
We will.
Brian, we will.
But if we don't, I mean, at least, you know, we've had this great 10 minutes of talking about the history of the paperclips and Phil Hassenpfeffer and where he comes from and all that stuff. That feels fun.
Yes.
You know, we're having a social engagement around a table.
This is my favorite part of Fate is the, like, initial setup. Like, I enjoy the game itself. obviously, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But like just this initial setup, the whole creating everything mm-hmm. as a group, tossing everything in there to see what happens.
And mm-hmm. and it would have to be because we rarely get past two sessions.
How come?
Because bad scheduling.
Yeah. Oh, scheduling. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Financial District Tech Center is called the Pinnacle.
Mm-hmm. Pinnacle. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get that in there?
Did we get that in the thing?
I think Brian's adding it now.
The thing.
I think every time we spell Hassenpfeffer, it gets another S.
Or another F.
Or an umlaut.
Or yes. An umlaut. Yes, there is an umlaut over the A. And an accentuate U over the second E.
Originally, there was an umlaut over the A, but the paperclips refused to do the other printing on his jersey, so they dropped the umlaut.
They used a modern font that didn't have an umlaut.
Oh, there you go.
It's like
Comic Sans.
In Ellis Island, they took out the umlaut and three Fs, and it still has three Fs.
I'm not even sure where all the Fs were.
It's like the first F had to be silent. It had to be.
Are we missing any other thing that we would find in a city?
If we are, we can come up with something later, too.
Yeah, I mean, main thing I was considering is that, you know, there's got to be some sort of organized crime element, I would feel, being a major port city.
That's my question, though. Is that up to us to create, or is that up for you to create?
Well, we can suggest stuff,
yes.
And then Brian
can always say no.
How about... If we do have an organized crime element, can it be French Creole?
That's what I was thinking. You can't have you can have the traditional Italian mafia type in here. They'd have to be, you know, what's his name? Garrett.
Justin Wilson.
I don't know. I think it would be kind of funny to have an Irish gang run like the slums of
Soggy Town.
Yeah. We could have the two rival gangs.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, you could have rival gangs.
Have the French Creole that, you know, claim the natives.
Right.
This one here of was our town.
And then have the gang that came in basically as part of, or not as part of the city, but.
Came in later. Yeah.
You do know that air quotes are not audible, right?
Shush.
We can hear Rob's fingers flexing.
Yeah. All right. So what's Matthew? What is the what's the name of this Creole mob?
Ooh. Ooh.
What's the family name?
The family name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that's usually a good way to go by. I mean, you're not going to call themselves the Warriors or the
but they want to come out
the Skater
play.
Kids.
They should be the Warriors.
What's French for warrior?
Who knows? We could go old school and it's maybe even but obvious.
Guerriere, I think. And go what?
Yeah, Guerriere.
The Delacroix.
The Delacroix.
The Delacroix. Do you know how to spell that?
Delacroix.
Yep.
Right.
Who's the head of the Delacroix family? Mario?
No.
Mario Delacroix?
Mario. No, you were wanting to get away from
it. No, it's...
his name is Orgrim. Orgrim Delacroix.
I think, yeah. I was going to say maybe her name is Evangeline Delacroix.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, you are sold. Yes. Sold American, young friend.
What is their main
racket?
I think they bring in all sorts of illicit goods into the port city.
Okay, so smuggling is mostly their thing.
Traffic.
Yep.
Traffic.
They definitely control the docks, at least the seedier part of the docks.
Okay.
Whereas the other gang controls Soggy Town, which would be in the northern side.
What is the other gang's? You said Irish? An Irish gang?
I said Irish.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Rob.
Yes?
What's Irish and sits outside all night?
Oh.
I'm going to have to edit this out.
Patio furniture.
Patio furniture. God. Okay.
Sorry. I'll just stop.
That was terrible.
Yes.
That was my one.
McClaney?
McClaney?
McClaney.
Okay, the McClaney clan.
Yeah.
The McClaney family.
clan.
They have to not have accents clan. Like that.
And yes,
they would
I am
be
suddenly becoming painfully aware of how much everyone's going to see how horrible I am at accents.
Well, that's the thing. That's okay. They could have been in this city for a long time.
Yes, yeah.
They could have normalized
they may not
that.
Have accents.
Yeah,
and their racket would be gambling, prostitution,
protection.
Protection.
Now, do the Delacroix run the drugs?
I think they do. Like, basically, if it involves illicit stuff coming in and out of the city, it's the Delacroix that have it.
Okay. I think that may be the crux of their problem, is that both gangs are trying to handle the drugs.
Mm. Oh, so that's how we can get your minor thug hustles for the superheroes.
Sure.
Having to constantly...
Thug hustles?
Thug hustles.
Thug hustles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's in the dictionary. Look it up.
No, it's not.
Well, the term kind of fell out of disfavor after the Paperclips lost the 76 championship.
Right. After the spam incident. But I'm feeling much better now.
So do you need to add in, Brian, what their rackets are on each one to keep it
sure.
straight?
You can just
so that I can keep it straight?
I think they should be Clan McClaney. If we're going to do it, let's
Clan McClaney? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sitting on the spelling on that one. Okay, so.
That's fine. However you want to spell it.
Everywhere you'd have an F in Haas and Pfeffer, throw an A in McClaney, and you'll be fine. It's McClainey. And an umlaut. They found the missing umlaut.
I'm going to move the McClaney clan down.
I like this. I think we've built a pretty good world here.
Yes.
I think so.
Who's the
no
head
characters.
Of the McClaney clan?
I want a character.
Who's the head of the McClaney clan?
Like Paul McClaney.
Paul McClaney.
Sure.
His first name? Seamus.
Seamus McClaney?
Seamus
But they
McClaney.
Just call him Pa.
Yeah. Everyone calls him Pa because even he believes that being named Seamus is a huge cliche. He curses his mother every day and says, "Why would you name me Seamus McClaney?"
I was like, well, just go by your middle name. What's your middle name? Fitzpatrick. This is the mother's maiden name. Yes. I wanted to include it.
I was saying, Paul McClaney is the first generation of the McClaney clan there in town.
Oh, so he's old. Mm.
So he's
they would have come in like
man.
The 60s, like within years of the... city being built, they would have moved.
I'm picturing an Irish Uncle Jesse.
I think he's got a squint eye.
A squint eye?
Yeah, because he's old. His eyes are so... He's got one eye that's just constant squint at you.
We're old, and we don't squint.
Have you taken a look in the mirror later?
All right. So yeah, I think
what else?
We got,
what else do you need, Brian? Tell us.
I don't really need anything.
You know what? Does this town have a university in it? Does it? What's the name of the high school?
It almost certainly has a university. Yes. It probably has multiple high schools.
Yes.
Okay, so the high schools: Eisenhower, Kennedy,
Martin Luther King,
and
Einstein.
Einstein and Einstein.
Hmm. Ooh, Einstein is good.
Einstein,
can we throw one that's just Central?
Oh, Central.
Sure.
Central.
Yes. Yeah.
So five. So that would mean there would be at least five districts in this in this city.
Yeah.
So so Eisenhower, because the city was founded in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, because Kennedy.
Right.
MLK, obvious.
Yeah.
Central, because it's the one that's closest to downtown.
In the center, yeah.
Einstein. And Einstein. I like that.
Einstein
is a magnet school, exactly.
Nice.
That's where all the tech nerds go. One of us should be an Eisenhower.
What's the name of the what's? So those are the high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I say we just use numbers for the elementary schools, like PS132 or something like that.
PS238.
They probably have names, but they'd mostly be like last names. I think it's funny. It would be great if there was like one of the names for the high schools was also one of the names for the elementaries, and people kept getting confused.
Ah, there you go.
That would be good, yeah.
So, like,
Central
that elementary did not feed into that high school at all.
So it wouldn't be Central,
Kennedy
then,
Elementary
because
and Kennedy High?
Yeah, Kennedy Elementary and Kennedy High are actually on opposite sides of town.
Now, so is there a tech college here?
Yes.
Like a technical college? And what are they called? Modern City Tech? MCT?
Yeah. MCT.
MCT is the Modern City Tech. And what about a university?
ULMC.
ULMC, University of
Louisiana.
Modern City. Oh, so it's part of the Louisiana school system.
Yeah. It's Olmec.
Okay.
Yeah.
People, you tell people, I'm going to Olmec.
Yep. I'm going to Olmec.
Now, curious. Did the city architects who built this, did they want to make Olmec a modern-looking university with girders and glass and steel, or did they want to go more traditional and it's more of a gothic-looking university in the middle of all this modernness to say, here's where we came from.
What I would say. I think it was probably modern, but I think they allocated a huge amount of space for it.
Yeah. Okay.
So as the university has grown, the same way that happens with every university, somebody comes in, drops a wad of cash and mm-hmm. says, I will sponsor this building, and then the building looks nothing like the rest of the university. Mm. So I would say Olmec probably has the most motley assortment of buildings.
Okay. Mm.
Just from, because a lot of influential people have come out of
Olmec.
Of Olmec and out of or have come up through the ranks in Modern City, and then they come back and they donate, and like the buildings have to do with the era. Maybe they have a say in what they look like and the planning. So Olmec's eclectic history is reflected in its weird buildings,
Sets it apart from any other universities that stay with a very traditional look throughout.
Exactly.
Sets it apart from the city, which still has that.
Yeah,
that
so Olmec would have
design.
Been so. Everything with the city was founded in 1953, so everything would have been built in basically 1953 forward.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's when that's when Olmec was started. What's the team mascot at the Olmec?
The Zombie Gators. Flaming Envelopes.
Are they the Atoms?
I think it would have to be
Smashing Atoms.
The Smashing Atoms.
The Atom Smashers.
Smashing Atoms is good.
Like
Smashing Atoms.
It could just be the Atoms, but people call them the Smashing
Atoms.
Yeah, okay. During the British invasion, they became the Smashing Atoms.
That's good. The Olmec Atoms.
Yep.
Are they also rivals with the Tennessee Transit College?
Yeah, they're not in the Big 13 where Tennessee is. They're actually in the small 7.5.
Oh, okay.
I'd say they'd be rivals with MC Tech.
Okay.
They don't have that local rivalry.
Yeah.
Modern City Tech.
Yeah.
Not university.
Yeah.
Modern
Home of the Smashing Atoms would be Olmec.
Home of the Smashing Atoms, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. All right.
Well, so far I've had a fun hour of describing the city and building it up and creating its origins.
Wasn't this fun? We'll be back to regular Critical Hit next session and never play this now.
I'm just kidding. No, but I think that is where, unless there's anything else you think we need.
Oh, I think we're good. We got a good
we know what the city's industry is. Mm-hmm. It's technology. I think we've got everything that you would outline in a city. We've outlined some major faces. We've outlined some...
And
some problems.
These almost certainly will be built upon as you guys start talking about fleshing out your characters. And
see, now I'm sad.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Because we're only going to be able to play in this world for a short time before it all blows up.
This is the thing, Stephen. It's not long you play in a world. It's how well you play.
Oh, I know, but it's still this thing of... Here we've birthed this thing,
yes,
and we won't be able to see it graduate from college because we'll all be dead.
Yep, that's an interesting way to put it.
We won't get to see it graduate from its Olmec. Okay, everybody, I think that is where we will wrap it up because we do need to spend some time in the next episode talking about character creation because I think this is going to be just as fun as building the city. So until then. What's that?
I said yes.
Oh, okay. So until then, send your questions to podcast@majorspoilers.com. We enjoy hearing from you. Use the comment section over at majorspoilers.com on the podcast posting page for this. Here's something that you guys might want to do. I know so many of you have enjoyed doing fan art of the characters from Four Against the Void forward. Let's see some city renderings. Let's see you guys draw out some of the city elements from Modern City. We've gone into detail about some of it. Share it with us.
And I'm just going to throw it out there. Before you guys do the statues, Modern Man was definitely black.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much, and until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are plus, 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 plus.
Yep.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.